And I don't know, the song recently spoke to me, and hopefully it'll speak to you in the same way. This is The Pretender, not by the Foo Fighters. Here you go.
I'm gonna rid myself of help in the shade of the freeway. Gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. And when the evening rolls around, I'll go on home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end it's the wink of an eye. Streaming in, you'll get up and do it again. Amen. Caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender. Where the sirens sing and the church bells ring and the junkman pounds his fender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. A girl who can show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams. And then we'll put our dark glasses on and we'll make love until our strength is gone. And when the morning light comes streaming in, we'll get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender. Pretender who started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
So if you weren't listening at 4 a.m. this morning, by the way, that was, as I said, The Pretender by Jackson Browne. If you weren't listening this morning at 4 to 5 a.m. or 5 to 6 a.m., you do not know, but I figured out how to work the turntables in studio, finally, on my sixth or seventh week here. So that was a major experience. A lot of mistakes happened, but that's okay. We got it all figured out now. What we got coming up next is Trey Anastasio, Valentine. First time I heard this song, I was at Peach Fest, my first music festival, and I remember it poured rain, and Trey Anastasio and his band did not go on until around 12, and we're standing in the rain for 4 hours in Scranton, Pennsylvania, home of The Office. So here it goes. This is Valentine by Trey. That was Trey Anastasio band Valentine. So we got a record coming up for everyone. I'd be excited if I were you, because this is where mistakes will happen. This is where it gets very funny. So I just turned the record machine on. I'm going to drop the needle. 1 second. Just hold on. Okay. We dropped the needle. All right. So we're good. It's spinning on the record. Sound's coming out. All right. We're going to turn it on. Uh-oh. Nothing's coming out of the turntable. Why is that? All right. Let's look at this. All right. That's why it's not coming on. It's because it's not in the right setting here. 1 second, everyone. I'm very sorry about this. The band might get cut short as a result. 1 sec. Let me go to this. We're going to go to this. We're going to go to... I just figured this all out this morning. This select. We're going to go to DJ Mix. Sorry for the narration. All right. We should be good now. There we go. Better late than never. That was Ophelia by the band. Obviously, that was a record, in case you couldn't tell by the little bit of scratch in there. These are old records, obviously. I never grew up with a record player in my household. I knew my Uncle Billy did have one, but also never got to play around with that, probably for the better. But, you know, I think they're good. They have sort of a different demand, and they put a really different feel to the show. It makes me slow down and have to plan it out a little bit more. I can't just select my songs off of Spotify or YouTube. I have to be a bit more thorough. That being said, we are doing a jam-based sort of hour today. So our next group is going to be Twiddle. But we'll come back to the band, and we'll come back to some Dead stuff. Don't worry. Maybe even some Fish will get thrown in there. You know, get a little ambitious. But yeah, we got some Twiddle coming up. A lot of people don't like Twiddle because of for several reasons. But the biggest cited one is the lead singer's voice, which I'll admit, it's very raspy. Very raspy. But I think the lyricism makes up for that a little bit. So we're going to play one of my favorite songs. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can get past the sound of it. And enjoy the song for the work that was put into it. This is a Polluted Beauty off of, I believe it is Plump, but I'll find out and double check that one for you. Oh, one sec. Why are you not turning on? That's the wrong input. Here we go. There we go. All right, enjoy.
Where?
So that was, both of those were Grateful Dead. One was Deal, one was Fire in the Mountain, respectively. That was from San Francisco and New York City, I believe, if I'm reading the record correctly. We got some quick things we got to announce. First of all, just a quick note on what was on said record. the Grateful Dead record that I just played off of, it was two discs, sorry, two records. It has a little calendar thing taped on it. It says, "Weir, a small dam river, a fence or net set in a stream to catch fish," or three, this is the definition, like one of those dictionary calendars. It's from also Tuesday, July, 1982. That was the 20th, in case you were wondering. But number three, the third definition is an acid casualty who, among his many hallucinations, fashions himself to be a teen idol, super preppy Las Vegas superstar, and even, quote, the king of blues, unquote. Sounds like Bob Weir. Unfortunately, now everything is with Dead & Co. is played at, as we so affectionately or unaffectionately call it, Weir Speed. John Mayer, I think, brings good life to that group. All right, we got a public service announcement. Mental health, friends. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That is our PSA for the hour. What do we got coming up next? Geez, I don't know what I want to play. I guess I want to play. I want to play some America. Why? That's a good question. Don't have a good answer. Actually, I will not, because there's no record in the sleeve. That is something I should have checked. That's all right. In that case, we're gonna play some more Fish. Like it or not. Yeah, here is the Lizards from Madison Square Garden, 1997. It's coming on now.
Oh,
So, unfortunately, I'm cutting that one short. It's a massive jam at the end of that song. That jam was, at the time, was going for about, I want to say, you know, maybe 4 minutes. The lyrics take about two and a half minutes, and then Fish jams out for another 7.5 to 8. So it's a good chill song, but we got some people wanting some other music to be played. So we're going to give it to them. Bruce Springsteen was highly requested, and here he is coming at you.
Tonight, you're gonna hear.
That was the band The Weight off their album Big Pink. I never really knew what Big Pink was about until I listened to it, and I understood that it was a musical gathering of different people and not necessarily new songs, but new ways to see them, and that's what made it so popular. So that was a very good experience for me. What else is new? I mean, honestly, you know, it's third hour in a show. I'm running out of music to play, but I got one more. We got one more jam for you from one of my first band I saw, Mo, in concert. This is not from that concert. But this is, I think, the best version they have of this song out there. So we're going to play it. But thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for suggestions. Here's the announcement. This is Jack Batchelor, DJ Batch, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to have Mo take us out. Also, side note that their lead singer has been cancer-free for about a year now. So things are looking good for him. So we hope to see them in the future in Boston.